Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And this is our first show of a new year. So happy new year to all of you. I hope you had a good and safe New Year's. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic will be, as usual, based on the current A Dad's Point of View column, which is specifically called A New Year's List, Seven Attitudes of Gratitude. And you can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, you'll get all kinds of wonderful drop-down menu options. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. I've topped 50,000 followers. I'd like to top more. That gives me more so-called influence in Twitter life and social media, and I work very hard to develop and cultivate that, but I would love to have you within my social media circles as well. Along those lines, I hope you will like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and you can stay in the loop and receive my newsletter by just going to brucesalen.com and right in the beginning on the homepage, it says stay in the loop, give me your email, and you will get only a newsletter, no other pitches, no other annoyances like so many other places do. Today, we have our very best lineup with Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the women's room. Tonight, we will be talking also about gratitude at Dad Chat. Dad Chat, of course, is my weekly tweet chat. It's now gotten to be quite big. It's one of the top 10 chats on Twitter. And everyone who attends tonight's Dad Chat can get a free copy of my new book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues. That will be the case for every Dad Chat. So those listeners that are hearing this delayed on a weekend, which is when many of the radio shows, radio stations that carry my show run the show, just join us on another Thursday, and any Thursday I will be giving away my book to all and any Dad Chat participants for the next few weeks. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is my third B-vlog. Now, I have coined that phrase. What is a B-vlog? It is a book vlog, meaning about a book, and a vlog is a video blog. So I call it a B-vlog. And this one is about my own book. In this case, it's chapter 2, which I will read, and I do read in the B-vlog, which you can find, again, on my website in the I'm Not That Dad category, which is the name of my vlogs. I came up here today in such a good mood. I drive every week to do the show from Los Angeles, or Calabasas in specific, to Santa Barbara. And it was beautiful out, and we had been in the snow over the holidays, and the sun was shining, and I was excited to get back up and do my show. We had a rerun last week, and actually it wasn't a rerun. It was a pre-record of a show in which I just ranted on about all we did during the previous year. It actually wasn't a rant. It was much more of a just reflection. What I want to do now is rant because of something that happened on the drive up here. First, I got stuck in one of those traffic jams that I just don't understand. The cars were basically not moving for a long time. I was finally able to get off the freeway. I was already late because I like to get up to the radio station a good hour and a half before the show, mostly just to schmooze with my producer, Richard, and my station manager, Les Carroll. But I also like to prepare, review my notes, and do any other social media sort of things I've missed during the drive time. So I get off the freeway and I go on the road, and for the first time in a very long time, I hear flashing lights and siren, and I am, in fact, being pulled over in my hot rod. Now, my hot rod is a 5 or 6 year old Prius. And the officer comes up and says, "Do you know how fast you were going?" As if I had just committed armed bank robbery. And I said, "No, officer, do you know what the speed limit is?" I said, "Well, I think it might be 35. "Well, you were going 52. And your registration is expired. Did you know that?" My registration was not expired. Where the sticker is, I'm not sure. But he said, "I'll give you a warning." And I said, "Well, how about giving me a warning on this speeding? I grant I'm not going to question whether I was going the 52 or not, but I am late. I got off of the freeway after being stuck in a jam, and I do not speed as a rule, and this particular road is a very fast trafficked road. So even though it may have had a 35 mile an hour speed limit, I doubt anybody ever goes 35 miles an hour. Of course, the officer was not interested in giving me a warning on that, though he was so generous in giving me a warning on the registration lapse, which is really a bunch of BS if you ask me. But as I sat there, and he's feel I'm already late to begin with, and I'm later still, I'm wondering what the impact will be on my insurance, I just couldn't help but get really PO'd, because I live in California. There are a whole lot, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants here that drive without insurance, that drive without licenses. They get pulled over, nothing really happens. Nobody deports them. Nobody gives them any crap, which is the word that I felt I got from this officer. I was not joyriding. I was not drunk. And I guess it just irritated the heck out of me. It slowed me down, of course. Yes, I was guilty. I was going too fast for about a block or two. I'd literally just finally gotten off the freeway. I turned left onto Thousand Oaks Boulevard, and I'm just, so eager just to start moving that I moved a little bit quicker than I should have. And boom, this motorcycle cop was behind me. Irritated the heck out of me. I'm over it now, but I got back in the mood for that little rant. So let's hear what our first Dad's Point of View life lesson will be for the new year.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a Dad's Point of View. Men and women are different. I am decidedly not politically correct. While it may come as a shock to many women's studies professors and students, men and women are different. By the way, why are there women's studies departments and not men's studies departments at our colleges and universities? The differences between men and women are not qualitative. They are biological. My assertion is that we should celebrate these differences and learn from one another. So while men generally have a fix-it mentality and women generally have a caring, nurturing one, can't we learn from those tendencies? To me, that's what makes it all so interesting. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
How ironic. Yet again, another life lesson, which we just play in repeat order. We have 52 of them, and we just play one per week. The irony is that I have started a group of columns, or a series of columns, called Men Versus Women. And it is about, in fact, the differences between men and women. You can find them at brucesalen.com. And I like to be, I take pride in being politically incorrect. So these columns would be called and considered by, you know, feminists and certainly women's studies professors as politically incorrect, because I dare to express that men and women are different in how we approach things. Not better or worse, just different. And I've really enjoyed writing these columns so much, and they've been so successful on my website as far as the, you know, number of people that visit and comment and view it compared to some of my other writing, that I have, in fact, chosen that as my next topic for my next book. Working on the title, but I'm thinking it'll be something like Men Versus Women, A Politically Incorrect Guide to the Sexes. I also really dislike the word gender. Bugs me. I like saying the sexes. So that gives you an example of my political incorrectness. We are down to the end of the first segment. Hope you will forgive me for my rant about the policeman. He was not that unpleasant, but I just was thinking, why are you not out really solving crime? I understand if I was going 90 miles an hour and I was drunk, or if I was swerving in and out of traffic, but I was going a little bit above a very low speed limit on a street that clearly nobody goes 35, and he's giving me trouble. Ugh, bugs the heck out of me. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to get probably equally irritated by speaking with our next guest, Wayne Levine, who just always gives me a hard time as well, but I do love him in spite of it, and I think it makes for good radio. So stay tuned for Wayne Levine and the Men's Room.